asking for more help. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The president of Ukraine spoke before the UN Security Council and accused the Kremlin of committing war crimes as he again asked the West for more firepower to battle Russian troops.
Ukrainian President Zelensky delivered a video address to the Security Council that painted a graphic picture of the horrors his people have endured during the Russian invasion.
The massacre in our city of Bucha is only one, unfortunately, only one of many examples of what the occupiers have been doing on our land for the past 41 days.
Reports from Bucha have shown bodies in civilian clothing lying in the street, some with their hands bound. President Zelensky said the Russian military must be brought to justice for war crimes and accused the Russian troops of being no different from terrorists like ISIS. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The White House says new harsher sanctions will be enacted against Russia by the U.S. and Western allies for the atrocities in Ukraine.
The biggest part of our objective here is to deplete the resources that Putin has to continue his war against Ukraine, and obviously causing more uncertainty and challenges to their financial system is a part of that.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The Associated Press reports the sanctions will include a ban on new investments in Russia, toughened sanctions on its financial institutions and government owned enterprises, and more sanctions on Russian government officials and their family members. Another COVID variant is becoming the dominant strain in the U.S.
There is no evidence that BA2 results in more severe disease compared with the BA1 variant, nor does it appear to be more likely to evade immune protection than BA1. But BA2 does appear to be more transmissible than BA1.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, meanwhile, the CDC's pulled GlaxoSmithKline's COVID antibody drug, saying it's likely ineffective against the new variant. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Another House Republican who supported impeaching former President Trump won't run for re-election.
Michigan Republican Fred Upton says his story in Congress is in its last chapter.
This is it for me. I've done the zillions of airline miles back and forth. I've signed Fred to over a million letters, cast more votes than anyone in this chamber while here.
On the House floor, Upton announced he will not run for a 19th term later this year. He is now the fourth Republican who backed impeachment of former President Trump not to seek re-election. Redistricting in Michigan would have forced him into a primary against fellow Michigan Republican Congressman Bill Huizinga. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A day after buying a major stake in the company, Elon Musk has joined Twitter's board of directors. Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal tweeted that Musk is both a passionate believer and intense critic of the service, which is exactly what we need at Twitter. Musk said he's looking forward to working with Agrawal and the board to make significant improvements at Twitter in the coming months. As recently as last month, Musk has criticized Twitter publicly about his commitment to free speech. Climate questions heating up the internet.
Google says searches for best places to live for climate change more than tripled over the past year in the U.S., with searches for is climate change reversible more than doubling within the same time frame. The tech company also seeing a surge of recent searches for UN Climate Report 2022 and how bad is climate change right now, spiking over 400% over the last year. Some of the top trending questions Americans have been searching include, is climate change getting better? And why is climate change a concern? Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks fell. A remark by a Federal Reserve governor fueled expectations the central bank may aggressively raise interest rates. The Dow lost 280. The Nasdaq off 328. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.